Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the fitness whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thanks, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Joey Atlas, and you're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast. This is episode number 3, and in this episode, I'm sharing a behind-the-scenes interview I did with Liz Callum from the Association of Fitness Studios. The Association of Fitness Studios heard about my first Sculpt-A-Fit studio, which is in St. John's, Mandarin area of Florida. And through the grapevine, they heard about it, and they asked if I'd be interested in an interview about how I came up with this whole unique concept and how we are catering to a segment of the market which has been vastly underserved in regards to fitness improvement. It's a pretty neat story about something that started on a very personal level and has grown to something much larger, with even bigger plans for the future. Now, at the end of the interview, I'm going to give you your Atlas Action coaching assignment. So you'll want to stay tuned in right to the end, so you can get the biggest impact from this episode. Now, my podcasts are starting to get shared, so it's quite possible that you might be new here. And if you are new, if this is your first time, then there are 3 important things you'll want to do for yourself. Number 1, if you haven't done this yet, be sure to get your free fitness improvement program at my main website, which is thejoeyatlas.com. That's thejoeyatlas.com. When you get there, you can't miss the sign up for the free membership. The membership gives you access to 14 instructional videos that will have a major positive impact on your life. And you're also going to get a bunch of other surprise fitness enhancement gifts along the way. Number 2, if you find this podcast show helpful and you want more of it, be sure to subscribe to it, be sure to rate it, and be sure to review it. You can do that all at thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. When you get there, you'll see where to rate it, and you can also write your personal review. Now, what does that do? By rating it and reviewing it, it actually helps more people to find it. And the more people who find this, the more people I'm going to be able to help. And together, we make this world a healthier and better place. And then I can keep doing this more and more. Number 3, you want to share this podcast and the free programs on my main website with your friends, family, and coworkers. The more you share, the more people we can help, the bigger this movement becomes, and the better this world gets. And the more I can keep doing these for you. Okay, it's time for us to get into it. So here we go.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. My name is Liz Callum. I am the Video Communications Manager with Association of Fitness Studios. If you guys don't know about AFS, it's the only trade organization right now that is basically helping with the growth of the fitness studio industry. So super excited to be interviewing Joey Atlas today out of Florida. He is the owner and creator of Sculpt-A-Fit. So first off, thank you so much for joining us, Joey. We're excited to hear from you. So why don't you go ahead and tell our fabulous audience a little bit about you and how you got to be where you're at in fitness.
Sure. So first, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Love spreading the word and sharing the mission. Probably I would consider myself more of a veteran in the field. I'm in my late 40s. Been in fitness probably since childhood, if we want to call it that. Was introduced to it by my dad, who was always into taking care of himself, exercising on a regular basis. And that's where it all started. And that kind of set me on the path for my life, really, just taking it from him and moving into it naturally myself, wanting to live the same way. Ended up going to college for various things until I decided I want to get a degree in exercise physiology. I really felt that that's where I can impact the world the most. And it's what really kept my interest on a consistent basis. And it was part of my lifestyle. So it seemed really natural. So after college, I opened a personal training studio up in New York. And that grew into doing house calls and office calls. Got really busy, had to start hiring trainers up there. And we were seeing people in the lower New York area, Connecticut, a little bit of New York City, and just basically got way too busy. And time went by and I was approaching my 30s, and I had made a promise to myself as a kid that I wanted to live in Florida as an adult. So I set a timeline of 30 years old being that the deadline. So long story short, sold off all my clients to my trainers who were working for me up there. And we moved to Florida. And that was in 1999. Opened up another studio when I got to Florida, focused on golfers only, because I was having a lot of success with golfers. And we really created an awesome program for them. And opened that studio out at the beach in 2000. Outside the Jacksonville area, northeastern Florida. Same thing happened there. Got really, really busy. Was working from 5:30 a.m. to 9:30, 10 o'clock p.m. sometimes. And it was a blessing, but it was a curse. Really had no life and just training so many people, even though I had trainers working for me. 2005 rolled around and I decided I'm going to start creating online programs and work my way out of the direct one-on-one training and take myself into the world with DVDs, online videos, downloadable PDFs. Started building websites, teaching myself online marketing, and just teaching myself what I didn't know in order to get out there. And before I knew it, things were starting to take off in a way that I never expected. And I was selling programs to people in every country before I knew it. And what happened was my income from the online fitness business surpassed what I was doing in the studio. And so I made a decision to shut the studio and just totally focus online from about 2008 onward. From 2008 onward, I started really looking at my own fitness, my own stage of life, and realizing that the traditional way of training was really not conducive to a normal life. And so spending 90 minutes in the gym with the weights and the machines and then cardio, and it was really becoming dysfunctional. And I had two young kids at the time. I was married at the time. And there was just way too much to balance. And besides that, I realized my body was starting to feel kind of beat up. It was really becoming evident to me that you can't beat up a body without giving it rest and without treating it properly. So I started looking at alternative ways to do my fitness, and I started moving away from the traditional weightlifting and machines, and everything I was doing was perfect. I mean, I also got a master's degree before moving to Florida on top of the bachelor's degree in exercise phys. And I was a total fanatic. So everything I was doing was with perfect form, you know, training right, eating right for the most part anyway. But something just wasn't right anymore. It just felt really, it felt like the opposite of what I was supposed to be getting out of fitness. It felt like it was breaking me down and making me miserable. So I just started going to the gym less and working out on playgrounds more and more, because I wanted to do more body weight training, more natural functional movements. And the more I was doing the playground training, the more I was realizing that my aches and pains were going away. I was having more enjoyment out of the workouts, and I could get more creative. And the more creative I got, the more stimulation my body was able to get. And not only did I decrease the time and the aches and pains, but I was also getting awesome results. And so before I knew it, I was only doing playground training. I developed a whole bunch of types of sessions and workouts. I had some clients who would occasionally call me to see if I had time to train them. And I was taking some of them to the playgrounds and they were just blown away. They were like, this is awesome. I could do this all the time. So kept on doing that. Every time I traveled, no matter where I went, I could always find at least one playground and I was in business. Like I could get my workouts in no matter where I was. And so I eventually started thinking, when the weather is bad, it creates a problem for me. When it was raining or if it was too hot in Florida or if it was cold in a cold climate and snowing, I couldn't hit the playgrounds. And so I finally decided I'm going to create something that can be indoors that allows me to do everything I do on playgrounds in one small space in my house. So I started drawing this thing up, what it would look like if it actually existed, what it would be able to do. And eventually I had several drawings of what this thing should look like. And I took the drawings to some engineers here in Jacksonville, showed them the drawings, explained to them what these drawings were for and what the intent was and what this thing would have to stand up to. And they came back with some three-dimensional models, computer generated, and said, look, these are what we have. Why don't you pick the one you think would be the best if it actually existed? And then we're going to have somebody make it. So that's what I did. And that dark thing you see in the back there is actually that first creation, the first prototype from 9 years ago. And I was working out on that. And you really can only see part of it. I have about six other attachments that go on and off of it. And that became my indoor complete playground fitness apparatus. And so I was training on it. My kids were training on it. I had friends, family, and some old clients coming over every now and again. And they were loving it. They were just blown away. And they were, you know, all of them would say, you need to do something with this. Like, you can't keep this to yourself. You know, you got to get this out there somehow. And originally, I had no intent of doing that. I just didn't want to go down that path. So time progressed. My online business skyrocketed. Like, I was selling programs all over the world. One of my top programs got translated into five other major languages. And it put me in a position to really think about taking this out to the world in a bigger way. And so I decided I had this studio vision where a bunch of people can train at the same time with my methods, all based on a line of these machines in a small, intimate studio. So I decided I'm going to go for it. I weighed all the pros and cons, looked at all the financial aspects, and just decided that the world needs this and I can't keep it to myself. Because I know there's a huge market out there that can't be doing the traditional HIIT and CrossFit and boot camps and the heavyweight training and the personal trainer type, you know, no pain, no gain approach with all the stack machines and all that. So I decided, okay, this came to me for a reason much bigger than I could know, and it needs to come out to the world. So I decided I'm going for the studios, decided to open the first one here locally. And so had prototype number two made, which you see here, which is the turquoise color. Had the second prototype improved, made some tweaks to the first old one, and then had this shipped here to test out. And then we made some tweaks on top of this one for prototype number three, which is actually the third version that we have in the Sculpt2Fit studio now. So version 3.0 is in the first Sculpt2Fit studio. And the machine and everything they allow us to do, my team of coaches, really is an embodiment of my personal journey for myself and how I would want to train others in a realistic approach to lifelong fitness for longevity and wellness instead of breaking the body down. And so that's what this is all about. Studio number one has been open for 8 months, and we have plans to really go much bigger than that several different ways. But it all had to start with studio number one, and we're growing every month. And we're already having women ask us, hey, what about our husbands? You know, our guys need a place like this too. Are you going to do anything for guys? So there's a lot of different paths that are coming out of this first one that I didn't see before, but are a natural progression for the bigger picture, which we'll eventually get to.
Let me know, I've spoken anytime I do these webcasts. I always tell people, when you talk to people in fitness and the ones that have been doing it a long time, there's always a very good story on how they got where they got. And there's usually a very important intention in there.
Right.
I think we all do because we love it. We take different routes on what we wind up doing and how we affect the industry.
Yes.
Myself, you know, I was in commercial for a long time, and the one thing that I really loved was the one-on-one, and I wanted to capture that more, which is why I moved into the studio realm. And as you know, you get people need relationships. People
right.
want to connect with others, and that's what we get to do.
Yes.
It's awesome. Yes. So I wanted to build off of, because for those of you who don't know about Sculpt2Fit, it's actually for a very specific market, which is really cool. Got a little, very good niche going there. So tell us more about the niche of Sculpt2Fit.
Yeah. So let's put this into context. I'm realizing somebody watching this may be thinking, where is this guy? What are those there? Where's all the people? Well, this is actually my home gym studio. This is for me and my kids. This is all I do for my fitness. Do have some other accessories back here as well, but this is my home setup. The studio is about 5 or 6 miles from here. I have a full team of female coaches that run the studio. I do all the marketing from behind the scenes. And I also show up there every now and again, especially once or twice a month for special seminars we do for our ladies on specific topics. I love speaking. I love doing the seminars. I love educating. So I at least show up for those. And then sometimes we have other special things going on where I'm there. But that's just to help put it into context. Maybe we'll share a link or two to the studio website where people can see some of the video, the in-action video, and what the studio looks like and some of what goes on there.
So just in case people don't know, so because Sculpt2Fit is actually it's a women's product.
Yes.
And really want people to understand it and how you came to create that product for women and why. I think that's super important right now. Because there's a lot out there. I think we're seeing more just for women, but as we know, you've been in the industry longer than me, but especially even when you look at the traditional machines, a lot of them we couldn't even get on them. They were too big for us.
Right. Yeah. Awesome question. Yep. So the female specific angle came from several different aspects. One, I realized there was this big disconnect from what was going on in the industry in terms of the health club formulas, personal training approaches, and you know, just the general offerings that were out there. And also the in-home stuff, like a lot of the videos and the gadgets and machines that were being sold were not actually meeting the needs of the average woman. There was a huge gap there, a big disconnect. And so, you know, your typical gym woman, fitness woman, she had what she needed because that's what she did. You know, she was into it. But your average woman who definitely has more reservations, insecurities, is scared of taking that first step, and for good reasons, I realized that they are scared because they don't feel like they can handle what's traditionally prescribed. And so they needed something gentler, still effective and doable, but they needed something that they felt safe doing and that they felt they could do for life. So that's what my programs were based on. And I was getting so much good feedback from all these women around the world, how simple, unique, and yet effective that my programs were. And then I started getting feedback from fitness pros who were only exposed to traditional methods, traditional certifications, common training routines. And they were so thankful that I've presented and put something out there that was so much simpler, so much more doable. And some of them were kind of embarrassed that they were feeling so much more stimulation from a body weight approach as compared to the weights and machines, that it was a real eye-opener for them. So the more this all progressed, the more I realized that I have something really special for women. And the types of women who this really resonates with are the types of women who would like to have their own place. They'd prefer not to work out amongst men. They'd prefer not to be in a co-ed scene. And so that's how the formula was created for Sculpt2Fit. And by that time, I was in touch with a lot of my online people. A lot of the people around the world using my stuff were giving me awesome direct feedback. And I even shared my studio concept with all of them before I went public that I'm going to be doing it. And there were so many of them that were behind it. It was like just unanimous that I have to do it. And if a lot of them were saying, you know, if you come to where I am, I'm joining. I wish I lived there. I would join in a heartbeat because I know what you're all about. This place is going to be beyond amazing. And it really fueled me to really take those initial steps, which I'm sure you know, running a studio, it's like climbing Mount Everest to get a place open on your own. So there was a lot of good energy going into that. And I knew all the way wholeheartedly that it has to be women only, and that somewhere down the road, I'll create the formula for men as well, because it will be different, it will be unique, and it will be focused on men in certain kinds of ways that would be different on how the women's formula is put together. And so that's how we came up with the SculptiFit method for women.
So I do want to talk a little bit, because I think with our viewers and who follows us and who's members of AFS and what they're needing assistance with, especially within the fitness studio market, we know we have to create those niche markets. We have to stay competitive. So you do have a very specific market that you go after. Whether it's, I don't know, maybe competitive isn't the right word, but in terms of differentiating yourself, clearly it's towards women or for women only. How else do you do that to stay competitive within the market that you're in?
Yeah, awesome question. Really, it comes down to communication. And so for me, this happens very naturally. But the key is to make sure that the message comes out in our educational material, our marketing material, anything we share on social media, anything we blog about, the pages on our website. That message has to come through in what we present in all these different aspects. And so we have to put ourselves in the woman's shoes who we know is our ideal prospect. And we have to make sure that the message resonates with her in a way that makes her feel safe, makes her feel secure, makes her feel like she is going to be treated as someone who either has never done anything before or has had really bad experiences before, and she's hesitant on even taking the next step. She also has to feel that there are other women who used to be in her shoes, who have gone through the process and are now clients of SculptiFit, experiencing the benefits that they used to want to experience and achieve, but are now experiencing them. So she needs to see stories of women who are on the journey already. They've taken the first steps and they're getting all the benefits. And seeing all that and being able to absorb it makes her realize, I have hope. Like, this actually could be the thing, because it sounds like it. It sounds like what I need. This sounds like it's tailored to me. All right. So the differentiation comes through in the communication of everything we put together, the aspects of how it's gentler, safer, the reasons why. When they read that, it lets them know the reasons why it's different. Because we can say we're different. We can say we're very unique. We can, you know, have different colors, a different logo, different name. But saying it, and as compared to sharing the information that shows it and teaches it, are two different things. When they get that information and they're able to see examples of women just like them who are on the proper path now and loving it, that allows them to take the next steps to come in and explore. And there are lots of these kinds of people out there. You know, this is just one market. You know, our ladies, they would never go to a HIIT style training studio. They would not go to CrossFit. They will not go to a boot camp. And the majority of them will not go to a traditional personal trainer who is going to do a traditional weights and machines type training routine. They will not do it, or they tried it one session and they said, this is not for me. Because it really isn't. That stuff isn't for everybody. There are markets who it is for and it fits, but there are huge markets, the 85% who we still need to reach that is not doing anything consistently. That's where those untapped markets are, and that's where differentiation plays a key role in packaging what you have, being honest about what it's about and who it's for, and then sharing the message so that they can understand and absorb the fact that this is for them and the reasons why.
Powerful message.
Thank you.
So I think I want to close with one more question, and then I definitely want to make sure we kind of circle back and make sure we talk a little bit about, you know, where you're located and website and all that stuff so people can find you.
Sure.
But, you know, in terms of, you know, you have a huge responsibility on training these other female instructors on your brand, on your method. So, you know, how do you do that so that your product stays to what you want it to be, which is tough?
Awesome question. And that's really one of the keys to our differentiation as well. Early on, I knew it was going to be a challenge to find the right team for this concept, because lots of fitness professionals they're in a paradigm that they've been in for a long time. And they're very used to the approaches that they've been using themselves and teaching others with, basing their businesses on. So the interview process was a matter of really honestly sharing what this is all about, who it's for, what's going to be expected of them in the studio, in all aspects, not just during sessions, but in all aspects of the experience. And they had to come try it. They had to experience it themselves. Some of my early coaches trained with me here at the house before the studio even opened. And I had to see that it resonated with them and that they had the aha moment to realize, yes, I get it. This is going to be big and I know who this is for. This is needed big time. So we had to take that approach with every coach. And there were a lot of them who we could tell by our interview process whether they got it or not, or whether they cared or not. Some of them didn't care. They wanted to do the stuff they were doing before, which is totally cool, totally fine. We were looking for the ones where the light bulb went off when they were doing this, and they were blown away, and they were honest enough to admit that either during the first session or right after the session or the day after. We were looking for that aha moment and somebody sharing honestly their experience. Beyond that, we were looking for, and we still are because we're growing every month, we're looking for coaches who are coming from a place not of, we're going to train you to be in awesome shape, but coming from a place of, a place of love, compassion, caring, understanding where these women have been in their lives and all that they've been through, and taking a holistic approach to improving their self-esteem, their self-confidence, their self-image, not just from a physical fitness perspective, from a visual vanity perspective, but everything outside and inside, body and mind. And so this can only be a small percentage of coaches who can really grasp this, but it's finding those needles in the haystack that are making all the difference in the world in the studio, allowing us to deliver the method through people who believe in it and follow themselves. All of my coaches actually participate in classes, not because they have to, but because they're sold. They believe in it so much. Like the body changes and the spirit changes in some of them are just unbelievable. To see it happen in real time, it's really, it's rewarding because it's an affirmation that all the hard work in getting this place open is paying off and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Right now, my head master coach, she came in several months after we opened, and we were friendly acquaintances before she came in to try the method. She was a local trainer seeing women in home only, and it was a friendly invite for her to come try it. Well, she came to a session and she was just blown away, like just totally beside herself. And the day after the session, she said, I want to be a part of this. And not only do I want to be a part of this, all of my women who I train in home, they're going to have to follow me here or they have to find something else because I believe this is what they need to be doing. And so that was magical. It was like, you know, I could have never thought of something like that happening, but it was another affirmation that we've got something really special for a segment of the female market. And that's just one example of the coaching shift that we're looking for when coaches come to interview. We need to see much more than their ability to physically coach somebody. It's a holistic approach to coaching. There's a compassion, a kindness, a genuine, good-hearted nature that they have to operate from to coach on other things besides taking them through the sessions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's such a cool story. Well, Joey, it was fun hanging out and chatting.
Thank you. Same
so
here.
Before we go, definitely, I want to make sure that you can give a little info on how people can find you.
Sure. So you can find the first studio at sculptafit.com. If you're local and you want to check it out, you can go to sculptafit, sculptafit.com. We've got a neat blog, lots of great success stories there. We do a great newsletter. You can find our social media channels there as well. And if you want to find me directly, you can also find me on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Joey Atlas Fitness. By the time this goes live, you should be able to find my new website and podcast. The new website is thejoeyatlas.com. The podcast, which should be live by the time this goes live, is going to be called The Fitness Whisperer, The Fitness Whisperer on iTunes. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you've checked this out, you want to come find me, say, hey, would love to connect and just know your thoughts and make a new fitness friend.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And once again, I just want to thank everyone that was listening or it's going to see this in the future. Video Communications Manager Liz Callum, Association of Fitness Studios. You can find us at afsfitness.com if you are looking for tips or resources on helping you with your studio business. We are the main people. You can also find me. I'm out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm actually at Lateral Fitness in Chicago right now, the boutique studio that I work out of. So thank you again, Joey.
Thanks, Liz.
Bigger things from you. So thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Thank you.
All right. This is Joey. Back for some one-on-one time, just me and you. I want to thank you for tuning into that interview. I hope you got something out of it. I also have your Atlas Action coaching assignment, but before I give you that, I want to give you your three important reminders. One, if you haven't done this yet, especially if you're new here today, be sure to get your free fitness improvement program at my main website, which is thejoeyatlas.com. That's T-H-E. JoeyAtlas.com. When you get there, you cannot miss it. It's two programs consisting of 14 instructional videos. I've got a beginner program for you and an intermediate fitness program. Really simple, but really effective. Go check them out. Number two, if you find this podcast show helpful and you want more of it, be sure to subscribe to it so that you get every episode automatically sent to your device and you will not miss a show. Be sure to rate it and review it because when you rate and review it, it helps more people find it. And the more people we can get to find this, the more people we can help and the healthier and better place we can make this world. And I can keep doing this for you. So to do that, just go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. Third, share this podcast and the free fitness programs on my website with your friends, family, and coworkers. The more you share, the more people we help, the bigger this movement becomes, and the more I can keep doing this for you. All right, here's your Atlas Action coaching assignment. So the theme of the interview I did with Liz from the Association of Fitness Studios is basically finding a new way, finding a better way out of pure necessity. And essentially, that's what my journey has been in creating the Sculptabod units and then opening the Sculptafit studios. So your assignment is to consider the various areas of your life and ask yourself if there's a specific area that you're being challenged in that is not going the way you want. And it could be anything. Could be your fitness program. It could be your health profile. It could be a hobby. You know, maybe you play tennis or golf or You do some other kind of hobby. It might be relationship oriented, or it might be your studies. It could be any of these. It could be one of them. It could be a few of them. But pick just one that you're being challenged in that isn't going the way you want it to go, despite how hard you've been trying and despite how long you've been trying. And what I'll ask you to do is think about, just make some notes. Think about how you've been challenged, what you've expected, and what's not going your way, and what you would like to happen in that specific situation. What result do you really want that you're not getting? And then consider different ways that you can go about taking action. Take an objective step back and list two or three action steps on how you're going to address it. Because if you don't address it, you know it's just going to stay the same or get worse. And third, come share that with me on Twitter or Facebook. I want to know what it is that you've chosen to address, to improve, to fix, to move forward on in your life. So it's three steps. Identify two to three action steps then, and then come share it with me on Twitter or Facebook. That's it. It's that simple. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to sharing episode number 4 of the Fitness Whisperer podcast coming up next week. Talk to you then.